Hello, hello, everyone. Today, we're going to talk all about French and Spanish. My name is Azarin. I run a business called the Calgary Language Nerds. We teach a whole bunch of different languages. Right now, I am running a sale for group French and Spanish classes online. There are classes for beginner. There are some beginner classes as well as some intermediate classes for both languages. The classes are 50% off. There's a big sale going on. So if you'd like to get more information about those classes, please let me know. I also have a few other gifts in the season of giving. We are in that season right now. Please listen to the previous podcast, not this one, but the one I made just previously yesterday. Please listen to that one to see the other freebies and gifts that I have for you guys if you are interested. Okay, let's dive into today's episode. We're going to talk all about French and Spanish. More specifically, we'll talk about if Spanish is easier to learn at the very beginning stages, or if French is easier to learn at the very beginning phases. We're going to assume that you're coming from the perspective of a native English speaker. Now, I'm going to go out and say that Spanish is easier to learn from the perspective of a native English speaker in the beginning phases. And there are a number of reasons for it. Overall, if we were to categorize all these different differences we're going to talk about today, I would say overall, the main reason can be categorized by saying that Spanish has fewer roadblocks in the early phases of learning in comparison to French. So here are the roadblocks you have in French that you don't have in Spanish. French has a number of relatively complicated pronunciation rules. You can't look at a word and automatically know how to pronounce it. This is because there are silent letters. There are letters and words you don't pronounce. Even the letters that you do pronounce are often hard to pronounce. They're not easy to say. And so that also is a roadblock. A lot of native English speakers find the U sound very difficult. Or the French R, the R, they find that very difficult. Or they find the nasal vowels, they find those hard to say. Even some of the, what would you call them? Neutral vowels? I don't really know what you'd call them, but there's certain vowels that they're hard to say for some people, like they're hard to say. It's like, it's hard to describe to someone what to do at the mouth to create that sound. So that's another obstacle in the early phases of someone learning French. French has another early obstacle too, which is that the asking questions is not super straightforward, at least coming from an English logic. There are multiple ways to ask the same question frequently, and some of those ways to ask that question, again, coming from an English logic, do not necessarily make sense. So, for instance, French has a certain type of question where you use est-ce que. Est-ce que, we have nothing like it in English, not really. Whereas, on the other hand, in Spanish, asking questions is really straightforward. Because of this, when you're learning French in the early phases, it's harder, not impossible, but harder to start making conversation with people because forming the question is something that takes mental effort. Whereas in Spanish, forming the question takes little to no mental effort. So those are some reasons that French are more difficult. They have these obstacles that come up almost immediately at the very, very, very beginning stages. Spanish doesn't have these obstacles. There are fewer sounds to learn in Spanish than there are in French. So that is already quite straightforward. All of the sounds in Spanish are relatively straightforward to say and relatively comparable to English sounds, with the exception, I would say, with the major exception anyway, of the rolled R. The R sound, fair enough. That one, I'll give you that. It's a bit tricky. We don't have something like it in English. But apart from that letter, every other letter is either the same or at least comparable, somewhat similar to a sound we have in English. Spanish doesn't really do letter combinations. For the most part, you read every letter you see. So that's also quite straightforward. And then, as I already said, asking questions in Spanish is really easy. There isn't a whole grammar point around asking questions. So overall, I do find that when people are learning, they're learning Spanish or learning French, really, when they're looking at those two languages and you're trying to figure out which one is easier, I do find that people think that Spanish tends to be a little bit easier, I think, in the early phases than French. And that leads me to an interesting topic here, which is roadblocks. So when you look at languages that are harder or easier to learn, one of the factors to look at is just how many roadblocks are there for a beginner. I remember years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I made a video talking about how difficult it is to learn Mandarin. This is the language that I speak, for instance. In fact, just a few episodes ago, I actually made a 60-minute podcast entirely in Mandarin. So Mandarin, when looking at how difficult it is as a language, unfortunately, well, is it unfortunate? I don't know. Well, one of the features of Mandarin is that it has numerous huge roadblocks right off the bat, right when you start learning the language from day one. And this is quite possibly why so many people think Mandarin is an incredibly difficult language to learn. People think it's the hardest language in the world, or one of the hardest ones. Or if you can speak Mandarin, oh my God, you're so smart. Or my favorite one, actually someone said this to me just the other day, actually. You can learn, there are certain languages that you can learn, but you can't reach a very fluent level in them. It's almost impossible to reach a near native level of proficiency. And honestly, there might be a little bit of truth in that with certain languages, but that's a topic for another day. But anyway, Mandarin has a lot of very big roadblocks right from the get-go. Number one, the characters look extremely complicated. You look at a character and you go, what is that? I remember my first Mandarin class, I saw a character, and I remember thinking, no, I'm not learning that. Absolutely not. And for years, I did not learn to read in Mandarin. I only did the speaking and the listening side because the reading and writing looked far too intimidating. So there's that. Mandarin has tones. Tones, those are really tricky for a native, well, not just native English speakers. For anyone coming from a non-tonal language, that's really intimidating. That's definitely very intimidating, at least in the beginning. So those are two things right off the bat in Mandarin that are really big obstacles that deter people from trying to learn that language. When in reality, Mandarin, yes, has some aspects that are difficult, no doubt about it. But Mandarin also has a lot of aspects that are really straightforward and very easy about it. You know, so for example, the grammar is relatively straightforward when compared to, for example, you know, French or Spanish, for instance. So there are certain aspects that are easier about it. To make this podcast go full circle, let's go back to French and Spanish and specifically look at French. I gave French a bad rep. I basically talked about all the things that make French hard to learn at the very beginning phases. But in reality, French actually has a few, I would say, there are a few aspects of French that make it a little bit easier to learn, I guess, later on as you keep learning the language in comparison to Spanish. So I'll give you one of my personal favorites. In French, because there are more, how do I say this? I've never actually said this out loud. It's something like this. Because there are more sounds in French, we have more nasal, we have more vowel sounds, for example. There are just more sounds in the French language. What ends up happening is that if you make conjugation mistakes, you say something in the present, it should have been the past, you said something in the imparfait, should have been in the passé composé tense, you make grammatical conjugation mistakes, you'll often still be understood, and the person might not even realize when you're talking that you made a mistake. And that's because, for example, the passé composé, which is one of the past tenses, and the imparfait, which is another past tense, for a significant percentage of the verbs, they sound really similar. So if you said one tense, but you should have said the other tense, it will likely go unnoticed that you actually made a mistake. The other thing in French is because there are so many silent letters, talking and conjugating things orally correctly is a little bit more straightforward than it would be in Spanish. So in Spanish, for example, you know, if you have a verb like hablar, right? Hablar or manger, oh my God. Comer, right? Comer is to eat, right? There are different pronunciations for each individual conjugation. Yo como, tú comes, él come, comemos, so on and so forth, right? In French, though, a lot of them sound the same. Je mange, tu manges, il mange, elle mange, il mange, plural, elle mange, plural, on mange. They all sound the same, but they're spelled a little differently. But they sound the same, which makes it easier to learn orally. Does that make sense? So there are some things of French that are a little bit easier than Spanish, I think, but just not in the early phases. So thank you for listening to this podcast. As a reminder, I am running that 50% sale right now for group Spanish and French group French and Spanish classes online. There's a link in the episode description box. You can click it. You can contact me. I'm happy to give you some more information. Have a great day. We'll chat soon. And bye-bye.